Britain isn't the only country dealing with a deadly fire. In Portugal, raging forest fires in the center of the country have left more than 60 people dead. The country's prime minister calls it the biggest tragedy for Portugal in decades. Paul Ames is a freelance reporter based in Lisbon. So, Paul, how contained is a fire at this point?
The fires are not contained at all. The fires are still raging. The firefighters are working around the clock. Many of them have been working for several days now without a break to try and contain those fires. But they're still raging in several fronts across the central part of the country.
Can you describe this part of Portugal? Is it wilderness, mostly forest with some settlements?
Yeah, I mean, there are isolated settlements there. It's an area which is mostly planted with forest. A lot of it is eucalyptus forest. It's not a native species to Portugal. It's used to feed the paper and pulp industry here, which is an important part of the economy. And it's got isolated villages, many of them inhabited by older people. And they were really caught by surprise by the speed of this fire, which hit many villages and also people in their vehicles, in their cars, driving through the forest.
Do officials know what causes fire?
They suspect that it was caused by a lightning strike. There was a terrible combination of weather factors on Saturday, very high temperatures, gusting winds, winds were unpredictable coming from different directions. And there was lightning. There was no rain, but there was lightning. And they think a tree or some undergrowth was struck by lightning, and this sparked the fire, which then spread very fast, pushed by those winds.
Yeah, apparently eucalyptus trees have pretty flammable sap. Is that part of the problem? Are they just burning out of control and they can't stop that?
The eucalyptus are very flammable. Their leaves are very dry, and they have this kind of flaky bark. Strips of bark fall off and are very flammable, and then they get pushed by the wind and spread the fire. And they burn very quickly, and that's how the fire spreads that quickly. I mean, one of the most tragic parts of this were 30 people, more or less half of those who were killed, were just caught in their cars as they drove through a forest road. The speed of those fires were just so fast, just caught people unawares.
I heard some encouraging news about 12 people who survived a fire blazing through their area by hiding in a water tank. I'm just wondering, how are people in Portugal dealing with this, considering it's kind of unprecedented?
Yeah, the country's in deep shock. Forest fires are not an unusual occurrence here. There are fires every year. We had terrible fires last year on Madeira Island, for example, where 3 people were killed. But something on this scale is really quite unprecedented. The president made an interesting comment last night when he addressed the nation. He said, you know, it's a time of immense sadness, but also a time of resistance and combat. There has been a huge outpouring of national support for those firefighters. People are going to nearby towns, bringing them food, bringing them water, and also donations. People are donating, rich people, poor people are donating to help rehouse those who have lost their homes. I mean, dozens of people have lost their homes. They've lost everything in this fire, and people are donating to try and help them.
So good to hear about the charity and goodwill, but is there concern in official circles how they will actually get this fire under control?
Yeah, there's immense concern. I mean, neighboring countries have been sending help. There are planes from Spain, from France to Italy, those planes that suck up water and dump it on the forest. But unfortunately, the scale of these fires, the amount of smoke and the unpredictable nature of the wind is really hampering those efforts. It's really making it difficult for the planes to get in close to the fires where they need to be. But there was some hope this morning. There was some rain this morning. There was a short showers brought some hope that maybe the weather would turn because it's still very hot and it would limit the flames. But it hasn't really put too much of a brake on the blaze for the moment.
Reporter Paul Ames speaking with us from Lisbon. Thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you.